Okay, today we're on Daf Vav, and we are on Daf Vav. We're by the Ivay Elihu, which is 2, 4, 6, 8, about 10 lines from the top, on the left-hand side. Ivay Elihu, so they asked the question in the base Medrash. Okay, the Mishnah said, Lifnei Eidei Shal Ovi Vavim Shloshi Yavim, right? 3 days prior to the holiday, you can't do whatever the business is, you can't do all the Machot. Pull those machlokas, whatever. But shloshi yomim, that you're not allowed to do business with them. Is it hain v'edayin? Ol dilma hain below edayin. Is it inclusive of the aid itself? Meaning it's 3 days plus the holiday? 3 days prior, so the holiday is on Wednesday, so it's Monday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Or do we say hain below edayin? Meaning it's just 3 days in total, which then it would be Monday, Tuesday, and then the holiday on Wednesday. So given that the holiday itself is included. But how many days before? In 2 days or 3 days before the holiday, right? Rashi says, "Hein ve'edayin shlosha below havulu eloshne yom kodem odil mehein shlosha levadai." So is the eight included in the 3 days or not? So the Gemara's gonna try to prove that. So Tashma, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. We're gonna see on the Mishnah tomorrow. Rabbi Shmuel Omer shlosha lifnehem. Right, he's machmir. He says you're not allowed to do business 3 days before, and shlosha acharehen, and the 3 days afterwards are aser. I guess 3 days afterwards are also. So isa kadaita hein ve'edehen. So if you're going to say that the three means three and the aid, so now Rabbi Shmuel is double counting the holiday, right? Because it's if the aid is included, right? So then he's counting at the beginning, he's counting at the end. Isa kadaita right hein ve'edehen. Yeah, he says that's going to be tomorrow's Mishnah. He's going to be falling for the Chachamim, it's going to be more mafir. Right, so Isa Gadaita came to Eidei, and Rabbi Shmuel, Yom Eidei, and Chashavu Meikara, the Chashavu Hupaso. He's double counting the day, Rashi says. Rashi. So, right, so you see how he's going to count both. So they can't be, so it must be that it's not including the eight. So therefore, it's 3 days, not before the holiday and 3 days afterwards. Otherwise, he's double counting the holiday. So the Gemara says, no. Yom Eidei in Chashav Luhume. Sorry, I did a ton of shloshim with my entire time shloshim l'acharayim. No, the holiday is included. It's three before plus the holiday and then three after. But the reason why he says shloshim, once he says it's 3 days beforehand. He writes the same lesson of three afterwards, even though after the holiday, it's only 2 days. It just exists, for consistency purposes. It includes the holiday, so it's two plus the holiday is three, and then it's two more days afterwards. The holiday includes, he's double counting, the holiday. What's the big deal? He's just doing it for consistency purposes. Okay, so that's that araya. So Tashma, I'll bring another araya. Dabar ha-taklifa barav dimi amr Shmuel, yom rishon, the divrei Rabbi Yishmol, the olam aser. Sunday. Yom Rishon, I guess, is Sunday, right? The Divrei Rabbi Shmuel is also Usher, right? So therefore, Sunday's Usher, Rabbi Shmuel, 3 days before Sunday, 3 days after Sunday. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you can never do business with them because completely, it's every week, right? The Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Olam Usher, Yisrael, Kadaita, Hein Ve'edehen. Now, if you're going to say that Hein Ve'edehen, it's only 2 days before and 2 days afterwards, and what ends up happening is then you have you will have Wednesday or Thursday that would be permitted to do business. Right? Rashi says, we'll get to that, Rashi, a second. The assumption seems to be that he says that it should be the whole week should be us. So we're saying here, if you hold Ein Ve'edayin, welcome back. If you hold Ein Ve'edayin, then what happens is that you still have those 2 days. What's interesting, Rashi here. Rashi says, Yom Aleph, right? Because Yom Aleph v'divrei Rabbi Shmuel olam aser. So he says, Lasos yimayin masa umatan, gimel yom lefnei yom aleph, gimel yom l'acharein, harei kol ha-shabbos kula. Right? It's Yom Aleph. Where's that Rashi? Right, that's Yom Aleph. He says it's on Sunday. So if you look to the Hagos with Tziyunim. I don't know if you have that in the Gemara. You may not have it there. There's Hagos Masai. They say Yom Aleph. It says Lesa B'Defu. It's not in the manuscripts. The words Yom Aleph, right? Dim Komo Diborzed says Yom Notzri, the day of the Notzrim. says Yom Notri, Haholeth v'ta'uso shel oso ish, that they follow the mistake of that man, right? Shiva lehem lasos lehem yom eid ba'alaf b'Shabbos. We commanded them to make their day of rest on the first Shabbos. So that's Yom Aleph. That's the Girsa of Rashi, so that's basically Sunday. But there's a Meiri, this is one of the famous Meiris, that indicates that Christianity may not be Avodah Zarah. The Meiri says that he also glories Yom Notri, but he doesn't say that Yom Notri means the Christians. He says that it's based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, Notzrim ba'im me'eretz ha-merchak. The Notzrim are coming from a far land. The Notzrim and Yirmiyahu are clearly not the Christians. It's referring to certain Babylonians, people called Netzar. Netzar at the end. So the Meiri says that's what it's referring to, right? And they used to worship the sun, and they would make Sunday as their... That's where you get Sunday. So it was a pagan holiday. Another raya that a lot of the Christian stuff is co-opted from the pagans. So that's Sunday, right? So they... Saturday, whatever, all those things. So he says that's what means Yom Notri, and it's not necessarily that the Christians are Odeh Vavzara, because it's talking about these Babylonian pagans. The Yavid says that Rashi is mistaken historically, because he claims, and I think it may be historically true, is that Oso Ish was not the one who told them to worship on Sunday. That was a later creation in the religion, again probably, to get the pagans to come because they were worshiping on Sunday. But the Ivan says that only happened a long time. But who Atzmo Shomer Shabbos? See them Shomer. He himself was I don't know if it was Shomer Shabbos. Mason says it was Shomer Shabbos. He himself had the holiday on Shabbos. So that Rashi may not be historically correct according to the Ivan. But I think that's just interesting. This Masechet Avodah Zarah, I'm sure if you look at the manuscript, it's probably very different than was the census probably had a field day with this Gemara. Okay. So we still don't have a raya. So the Gemara then says, okay, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel, look, you buy my Dehem below a day. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's clear that when they say Shlosh Yomim, it's Shlosh Yomim without the Edehem. And therefore, what? It's 3 days before and 3 days after without the Eid, and therefore it's Usher the whole week, because he says Sunday is Usher. But Ki Kami Bailan, I'll leave it to Rabbanan. The Safek is according to Rabbanan Mai. What's the, when the Chachamim say Shlosh Yomim, Lifnei Edehem, does it mean Heim the Edehem or Heim below Edehem? So Amar Ravina. Rabbi says, Tashma, we're going to do the Mishnah that we're going to see on Sunday. The Eluhain Edein Shel Obey Chachavim. These are the holidays of the Obey Chachavim. One is Kalenda, another one is Sitaronia, another one is Kiratesim. So, for Kalendenda and Sitaronia are clearly references to these pagan holidays that straddle the winter solstice. The Roman pagans had these holidays. One was called Kalenda, one was called Saturnalia. And basically, the more I talk about why these times, but that's the time, it's how days keep getting darker, 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 and then all of a sudden, by the solstice, the days start getting longer. So, the Adam Arishon said something over there about it, because he thought the world was coming to an end. And they also worshipped those days. So, at Saturnalia, if you look it up, it was a crazy holiday in Rome. It was very full of debauchery, and It was like topsy-turvy day, the slaves, right? It was a crazy, crazy holiday. So you had Saturnalia, which was eight days before. It went to the 23rd of December. And then you had Kalenda, which went afterwards. And those holidays, at least my research on Wikipedia says, those holidays converted into Christmas. Because that's the time of the year, again, to get the pagans to come in, but there's more to talk about it. But that's a pedal class. So those are the holidays: Kalenda, Saturnina, and Kartesim. But Amar Rabchina Barava, Kalenda is Shmosha Yamim Achar Tkufa. The Kalenda holiday is 8 days after the Tkufa. The Tkufa is the solstice, right? So it's 8 days afterwards. And Sitaronia is Shmona Yamim Lipnei Tkufa. It's 8 days before the solstice. It's right around the holiday but still today the holiday season. This Simanach. So the question is, what's going on here now? Is if Kalenda is afterwards, right, and Sitaronia is before, so why they flip it in the Mishnah? So the Simanach to remember which one comes before, which one comes after. The quote of pasuk is Achor Vakedin Siratani, right? The pasuk says that it took. I put the second one, the Achor, you know, before the first one. Achor Vakedin Siratani. I flipped over the order. So to our Mishnah flips the order, and it first says Kalenda, which is after the Tkufa, and then says Sitaronia is after the Tkufa. Okay, but they're 8 days, right? I think it's just a mnemonic for them to remember that this was the Mishnah. The Mishnah wasn't written down, so they were just trying to remember. The Esau Kadaita, so doesn't answer, so why did they do that, though? Okay. The Esau Kadaita, if you're going to say that Shlosha Yomim means Hain V'Eidayan, so it's only a total of three, it's two plus the holiday, then Asara Havu. Then in this case, why are you saying 3 days? It should be 10 days. Because the holiday is 8 days, and 2 days in advance of the holiday. It's Hain V'Eidayan. So if you say Hain V'Eidayan means 3 days without the holiday, so it's clearly 3 days, and then whatever the holiday is. But if the holiday is included, then why is it only 3 days? It should be 10 days here, right? Right. Tosos explains it. Tosos, the second why Tosos. Yisak adayv hein meidein asar yom habu perish. I amarta bishlamo dibishlosha yom and dikachashiv tanda masnisen ein yemei eif b'cheshbono. Mitzvah 3 days does not include the holiday itself in the calculation. So el lefamim she yom eid echad oshnayim. Maybe the holiday is 1 day or 2 days. Or gon ein lenithon that it's 8 days. Right. The hashdim nakatul leolam lipnei eid asu laseis laseisim on shlosha yomim. Before the holiday, 3 days is usher. So it would be the holiday is 8 days, 3 days before, you can have 11 days. Can't do it. El Iba is Amal to the Olam Imahid Mikashvin and Ashloshi Yomim, that the holiday is included in the calculation of 3 days. So Hezi Katani Vasar Hafi Elu Hene Day. How do you write? Right afterwards, you say it's 3 days, and right afterwards, we list the holidays that are 8 days long, right? Hezi Katani Vasar Hafi Elu Hene Day in Kalenda, the Mashmas as Usher was Sesla Sesimar and Ashloshi Yomim. The lesser, right? Because the asara have it, because it'd be 10 days. So you see that it must be hay below a day. Because otherwise, saying 3 days makes no sense, because it should be really be 10 days when it comes to these holidays. So the Gemara says, nah, it's like a yom arifta. Tana kula kalenda chad yom hu chashivle. They consider it as one long day. It's one holiday. Hay ve day. So you can hear that. Hay ve day. It's shloshi yom. It's 2 days before and the holiday. It's 3 days. So they would view the holiday as one continuous. Yeah, not a good comparison. If you view the holiday as one continuous day, it's one full day. Then it makes sense. It's 2 days plus a holiday. That's all it means to say. So the Gemara says, okay, Amar Rav Ashi, Tashma. Let's just look at our Mishnah itself. The Mishnah says, Lifnei Eidayin shall Ovei Chafavim Shlosha Yomim. 3 days prior to the holiday, Asher Lasei Shlosha Yomim. You're not allowed to do business. The Isak Adaydach, and if you're going to say that it's Hain Ve'edayin, so therefore it's only 2 plus 1, right? Hain Ve'edayin, listnei, the Mishnah should have used the following lashon. It should have said, Eidayin shall Ovei Kofavim Shlosa Yomim. It should say, the holidays are the going with 3 days, you can't do business. So that's mashma, that when you get to the holiday, and you can't do business with them for 3 days. That would be Hain Ve'edayin. You can't do business with them for three days. But by the fact that he says, Lifnei Eidayin, which is the pasuk of the Mishnah, 3 days, it's Mashmah 3 days prior to the holiday. Or just 3 days. The Gemara says, the Chitim Ahad Katani, maybe it says the words Lipnei Eidayin, not for this purpose, but Lemu'ute La'achar Eidayin, to come to a school that afterwards you are permitted, against the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. The Gemara says, fine, I'll take that. So then Lipnei, the Mishnah should have simply said, Eidom Shal Ovei Kofavim Shlosha Yomil Fneim Aser. The holidays of the Guardian 3 days prior is Aser. From that Lashon, it's clear that it's only beforehand, and Shema Minah, Hein Belo Edei and Shema Minah. Therefore, the words Lipnei Edei and Shlosha Yomim, they say that Hein Belo Edei. Right? So it's 3 days plus the holiday. You're not allowed to do business. Right? Rashi says, he should have said, Lipnei Edei and Shlosha Yomim. It should have said, Lipnei Edei and Shlosha Yomim, Us Lasseh Smahim, Dimash Mahachi, Dishemegia, Yimei Edei Him. When you get to the holiday, Asher Shlosha Yomim Misamu Matnam. Olamalei Lemisnei Lifnei, Demashma Lifnei Ha'ich Shlosha. Lifnei is Mashma before, right, prior to. The Gemara in the Rashi says at the end, Lifnei Eidayin Shal Odei Kachav Shlosha Yomim Fnei Masurim, Delishtamba Detana Didon De Eidayin Airi, Elam... Right, the whole thing is just that, I mean, I think that's how we learned to also begin with. 3 days, Lifnei Eidayin Shal Odei Kachav before the holiday, 3 days, and I'll do business with them. So Shema Minah, and that's the Raya. Okay. Now we get to the crux of the matter. Now we get to a sugya that we can. So this is one of the main sugyas of Lifnei Iver that comes up that come up now. We're discussing a little bit of Lifnei Iver. Okay, the Gemara has a suffix. What is the reason why you're not allowed to do business with the goyim before the holiday? What's the reason? So Ivailhu, Mishum Harvacha, O Dilma Mishum Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Mishum. Is it because of Harvacha? What does Harvacha mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says the Rabach Ba'azil, he profits from the business. The Rabach Ba'azil, Umode La'Ovei Kochavim. And then he's going to go and give praise to the Ovei Kochavim. Ba'Abar Yisrael Mishum Mun Yishmael Picha. And you're going to be over the Israel, go Yishmael Picha. That should not be heard. Due to you, there shouldn't be any idol worship. You're going to be accountable for the idol worship because he's going to praise God, his God, lowercase g, because of the business that he did. Have to be careful. Right? Or is the Israel because of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Mishum? So Rashi says, the Mizavin Lei Behema, you're going to sell them an animal. So they point out here that the whole suffix over here is after talking about the beginning of the Mishnah, which says, Lo Sei Simam. From the rest of the Mishnah, like to lend them or to borrow from them, those it's pashut that it's because of that the Nachri is going to go and give thanks to its God because there's no Lifnei Iver there because what's he going to do? He's not going to be mocked of those things. He's going to give them back to you. But so Rashi says, "Mishum Lifnei Iver, the Mizavim lebehemu makrivu over the chavim." You mock of the animal. Ubnei Noach litzdabu leha. Ubnei Noach are commanded not to be over avodah zara. That he achas mishivu mitzos bedalam misus samhedrin. Right? Unehid amar v'tiran. Rabbi, we just said that Hashem was omed v'tiran. We saw that the other day. He was marked to shavu mitzos. Miu al yavru al yadecha. You can't be the one who causes them to be over that iser, sherei asid nehem litein asadin al she'ein mekayimin also. Because in the future they're going to have to pay. They have to pay for the fact that they didn't keep those. But even though they don't have skar, even though they don't have skar, we said Hashem took away. It made them only as to be keeping the mitzvahs. They're mitzvah mitzvah also. But ka'aber Yisrael mishum lifnei iver lo sitein mishum. But you're over on lifnei iver lo sitein mishum. So it's clear that if they're asked to do it, and you sell them a behema, that they're going to be makrif to the karvan, you're over lifnei iver. So some say. Some Rishonim say, Rashi seems to say that the suffix is an either-or proposition. But others say that maybe it's clearly that there's Harvacha. Maybe it's also Lifnei Iver. That's not necessarily an either-or proposition. Eina Metzuvosa, that's what we said in the end. Right, that's what Rashi's alluding to that. They still a suva on it. They just don't get schar for it, but you still can't have them to. You still can't be over lift the iver to help them do the avera. Right, so that's what some of maybe that's one step removed, or maybe it's lifnei. Well, we didn't get to Tosos yet. But Tosos, remember, we had Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam in the first, that big Tosos on that day, said the whole Isser, all these Yisurim over here is only talking about selling them things Lahatrava. That was a Rabbeinu Tam sheet. And Tosos here says, so Yesh Makshim Mikan Le Perish HaKushar is the Masnin the Perish Valseis Hainu Mechachol Memkar. They're asking on Rashi, meaning they're saying that Rabbeinu Tam makes more sense. Because Tenech Mechar, understand selling something, about Mecca to buy something from them, my Lifnei Iver Ika. What Lifnei Iver would it possibly be to buy something from them? He says, Veshema Yeshlomer, Shemam Shlomos, Likos Sarfei Bodhis Kachav. They're going to get them with the money, they're going to go and buy stuff for Akrava. But those who don't hold that way, maybe they'll say that it's a step removed. And therefore, right, Rabbeinu Tam may say that's two steps removed, and that's why his whole thing of Mecca Memkar, Rabbeinu Tam's whole sheet is only that only that's usher in the Mishnah is stuff that is le hakrava, not any other type of business. Right, so that was the first, that was the big tosos on Beis. Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam hayav afarish usher l'seisi mahim dafka b'midi de kakrovas. It's only that with midi de kakrovas. It won't hold that of anything else. Okay, so the Gemara asks l'mayin afkamina. So what's the difference? What would be a practical application or distinction between harvach and lifnei iver? It says the isle behemel day. He already has an animal. Okay? So Iya Mark Mishum Harbacha, if you say that whole deal is that he's going to be molded to his God, right, Neharbacha, Hakam Arbacha. So he got another animal. He's going to go give thanks to his God that he got another good animal. But Iya Mark Mishum Iver Lotite Mishul, he didn't even do anything. He already has it. So it seems from here, which they talk about also, that for somebody to add, let's say someone's already being Machal Shabbos, and you do Lifnei Iver for being Machal Shabbos even more. Did you violate Lifnei Iver? Maybe not. Seems from here that maybe not, because he already has an animal. It's not Lifnei Iver, right? Rashi says, the Islay Behema La Over Club and Mahakrim, the Elo Mazabin Yisrael, people healthy, Palach Libid today. He'll still worship, he'll still sacrifice the one that he already has. Okay? So the Gemara says, Bichi Islay, right? Just because he has an animal, Lo Avar Mishum Ibid Lo Sitay Mishul? Really? Is that the case? But he's not going to be over just because he has one. But Tanya, we have a brisa. Amar Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson said, right? Minayin shelo yoshiv adam kos yayin, koshal yayin lo nazir. How do you know a person should have, like, hand over a wine, a glass of wine to a nazir? Or even min chay lebnei noah. Or, you know, a limb from a live animal to a bnei noah. Both are usher. Talmud lomar lifnei iver lo sitei mishul. It says, lifnei iver lo sitei mishul. V'ahacha, in this brisa, dechi lo yavin lei, right? The understanding is, if you don't give him, give it to him, shakal ihu, right? He'll take it by himself. The ka'aber mishum lifnei iver lusitei mishum. You'll be over lifnei iver. According to this, even if the nachri, right, even if the nachri already has the behema, if you mark it for the avodah zarah bite from his own, it still should be usher for Yisrael to give to sell him that animal because you see that if he already has it. The Bryce's assumption is that if he already has it himself, you're over on lifnei iver. So selling him another one should be lifnei iver, right? He says lo yosh. Rashi says lo yoshit. But the point being is that if the nazir is going to take him by himself, right? Let's say the guy will take it by himself, so therefore you're still over. So too when the behemoth already has it, what's the difference? Oh, I'm not exactly sure what the kash is, but the answer is clear. The Gemara says, "Hafmai Askina." What are we talking about here? The kai b'sray iver denara. That's a yisur gadol in. Lifnei Iver. They're only over Lifnei Iver in the cases of Trei Iver Denara, which means what? Rashi says, Ove Tachavim Mitzad Zeh, V'Yisrael Mitzad Zeh, D'i Lo Yoivli Lo Machi Shofyo. Without your participation, they wouldn't have been able to be over the Isser. The Nazir is on the other side of the river, I'm on this side of the river, the Nazir can't get across, I have a boat, and I travel to give him the glass of wine. Trei Iver Denara, two sides of the riverbank. That's when you're over on Lifnei Iver. But in our case, right, so that's when the Nachri already has the behemoth. So he already has, so why am I giving him another behemoth? There's no Lifnei Iver. He already has one. It's not Trei Iver Denara. He can be over the Isser in and of by himself. He doesn't need me to help him to be over the Isser. So Tosfos says here, read this Tosfos, Nira Dehua, Tosfos says, Lo Yoshit Adam Kos Yain Lanazir. You can't give a wine to a Nazir. Tosa says, "Veneer the huwa din lechol shar isurim, all other isurim, maybe even the vela to a Jew, right? Elo, so why does it say why does the doctor write a wine to a nazir? La hachin nafik cooks out a nazir, mishum de mistumble the mishdei kaboy lei, because most probably he's going to drink it. Kevin the chuli alma chamer shasim, because everybody drinks wine, right? And he has that isra on him. Veshem hashafik nazirusa, and maybe he'll forget. Aval Yisrael sha'amar, but a Jew who says, "Poshit li nevela, give me nevela." O Chazir, O Shum Isser, Ein Lechosh Domi Lehoshit Lo. You can still give it to him. Why? Because most probably he's not going to eat it. Aval, however, in the Dua Losha Rotsa Leaflo, if you know that they want to eat this Nevela, then Asu Lehoshit Lo. Then you can't give it to him. Afilu Hushalo. Even if it belongs to this Jew, you can't give it to him. Midikamer, Ilo Yavle Shakile Ihu. Because the whole thing is that if you don't give it to him, he'll take it. But that's only if he can take it. But if you have it, then don't give it to him. Right, according to this, usher the hoshit the murmur of the chavim davar usher. He can't give someone who's a murmur. He can't buy a whopper for a guy who's not shomer Torah mitzvos. Maybe not murmur, but he still can't because they're going to eat it anyway. So if they can't, then you can't go buy it for them. Right. Afal pi shehu shalhem, even if it's there, can't davar yadua sheyochlet lefluhu. Because it's clear that they'll eat it. And they're definitely Yisrael. It's talking about a case where they can't get by themselves. But there are those who argue, right? There is an Orza Ruah who says that it's dafka by, right, Tosa says it's by another, in any other case where you know they're going to be over. But the Or Zeruah says it's dafka by a Nazir who says, give me the cup so I can drink. We're also not going to be poaching the Nazir that he's going to be over on the Isser. It's only if he says, give it to me because I want to drink, then it's going to be an Isser. If he says, just give me a cup of wine, and maybe, according to the Or Zeruah, then you can give it to him. Just like it's all, like other, all other Yisurim, Tosas, all the Yisurim, you can give it to them, provided that they don't say we're going to violate it, or that you don't know you're going to violate it. Okay. So Dekanami is also talking about a case of trade. If the Naira, the Katani lo Yoshit, but lo Katani lo Yitain. It should have said lo Yitain, but the Mishnah says, it writes as lo Yoshit, which the Lashon of Hoshata is Mashmah, that he can't, I guess lo Yitain means give, and lo Hoshit means don't provide him. So you can't, it says lo Yoshit means you can't provide him the opportunity to do it. If we're just talking about one Chad Iver Denara, right, then it would just be lo Yitain. That's what they say. So what is the prohibition of Litna Iver? So it's a famous, how do you view Litna Iver? That's what Raj always calls it. The Chakira, Klali Uprati. Is there a separate, do you view Litna Iver as an independent prohibition? Meaning, if I provide you with the means of Litna Iver for you to be the Chal Shabbos, what am I over? I'm over on Litna Iver. It's an independent prohibition, right? Klali, or do we say Prati? No, you can say that every time I'm over Litna Iver, I'm over Litna Iver of that Isser. So I violate Shabbos because I'm on Litna Iver. It says if I violate Shabbos. Litna Iver, like your scorecard in Shemaya. Is there a Litna Iver scorecard? Or within every mitzvah, is there a Litna Iver part to that? So I was hosting the wine to the Nazir. Did I violate Litna Iver? Or did I violate it drinking wine like a Nazir? So the very, sorry? So that's what they talk about that. They say because Litnei Iver qualifies you as doing the same Isser that he did. Because you caused him to do the Isser, it counts onto you as well. But that happens to be possibly one of the nafkaminos between them. How do you view that? Do you have to be a Bar Chiyuva in that? What about, you know, a Kohen appoints a Yisrael to be a Shliach to marry a Grusha? Okay? Kohen can't marry a Grusha. Okay, that's the question. Because the Kohen can't, you're being Gishliyah. Okay, so there are a few nafkaminas between that. Number one is the Gemara in Sanhedrin that asked why Esther wasn't, why she wasn't Moser Nefesh, or Seirin Nasha, right? Why wasn't she, when she married Achashverosh? Because, number one, it was Gilirayas, because apparently she was married to Mordechai, right? And number two, it was for Hesia. So there were problems over there. Should have been Yahar Gal Yavor. So Abai said in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and says that because they said Karka Olam was his answer. Because the woman's role in the sexual act is passive, so therefore it's not, she wasn't required to sacrifice her life. And Rabbi says, no, he says, Hanos Atzon Shaini. Their own personal benefit is different. If they're not forcing to violate one of the big three in order for you to violate, but they're doing it for their own personal benefit, then it's okay. Then you don't have to be, not Yahar, it's okay. It's not Yahar, Gal Yavor. So a Jew, right, if a guy forces a Jew to violate a prohibition, not to undermine Dine Torah, but just to for his own benefit, then it's okay. And then Rabbah draws a proof from this theory because what was prevalent in those times was that they used to give the Ovei Avodah Zarah these brass containers that they would use for heating up in the houses of worship. So there's a machlokes between the Baal Mor and the Mochamos over there. The Baal Mor says from this Gemara that even when it comes to Avodah Zarah, to idolatry, you don't have to be Moser Nefesh when the guy compels you to worship idols, as long as it's for the guy, it's for the guy's own benefit. Right? The guy just wants to make a mockery of you, and or for whatever reason, maybe his Avodah Zarah is that the more he can get, people can get to bow down, the better for him, so then you can do it. But and he proves it from Rabbah, because Rabbah said, you know, you can give them these coals, because it's for their own benefit. What do you do when you give them the coals? You're not worshiping Avodah Zarah. What are you doing? It's possibly Litna Iver, right? The Ramban says, no, he says no. He says in the case of the heating stuff, the Jew doesn't actually perform the Avodah Zarah. It's just Litna Iver, so you're not violating Avodah Zarah. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, and I saw it, not only Rav Soloveitchik, I saw it in the Kovetz Aris from Mechon Wasserman, I saw it in the Achiezer from Chaim Moser. All that he said that the Machlokes in the Baal HaMor and the Ramban goes around the issue of this Litna Iver. The Ramban understood that lifting Iver is just this general prohibition. It's just, it's folly. So therefore, it's not avodah zarah. So you can't prove from Rava that they violated lifting Iver by giving them the hot coals, and therefore you yourself can worship avodah zarah. It's two separate things. They actually only lifting the Iver, and here is actual avodah zarah. But the Baal HaMor says, listen, if you can give them the coals and violate lifting Iver of avodah zarah for their own personal benefit, so I can actually bow down to the idol for their own personal benefit. What's the difference? Lifting Iver is part and parcel of the Avera. Right? If you violate lifting Iver, you violate that Iser. So I can violate lifting Iver of avodah zarah, so then I can violate avodah zarah. He has a complete riot. So the Rav explained. You can hear how it works. So the Rav explained that could be the machlokus between the Ramban and the Malchamas and the Baal HaMor as to how you view lifting Iver. A whole other places, but there was a famous, just wanted one more, the famous question that the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah Paskin, that you're not allowed to give food to someone who will eat without making a bracha. Says you overlift the Iver, so they're not going to make a bracha, which I guess is lift the Iver from the bun, but that becomes a big problem. The Israeli army becomes a problem, giving the soldiers food. If you're a cook, you invite in the workplace, if you have you take people out to lunch or something like that, and they're Jewish, they're not going to make a bracha. So there's in the Mincha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman, he paskins, he held that maybe Bisman Zed is better to take them out because there are other issues involved. Because if you refuse to give a guy in a makolet sell something to a non from Jew, so he says. If you, by inviting non-observant Jews to one's home, you enhance their appreciation of Judaism, and therefore you can get food and drink to secular Jews. They're not going to recite the brachas, because by doing so, you prevent other far serious violations. There's going to be Eva, they're going to talk bad, and all these terrible things that come about if the Mahola guy doesn't sell it because the person's not from. So, I was thinking about it, and then I saw this article, and Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein says the same thing, where Shlomo Zalman's ruling may only work according to one side of our Chachamim. If you say that lifnei iver is just its own iser, it's its own independent thing, it's just a quality thing, so you can have other applications or other ideas can come into play. You have other things and you can weigh against it. But if you say lifnei iver is prati, that you yourself violate that same iser, so who cares? So lifnei iver is its own iser, so you have all these other things to worry about, but I'm still violating the iser. Whatever the iser is, I'm not making the bracha. If I say, if I give you the food, and you're not firm, you're not going to make the bracha. It's as if I didn't make the bracha, so that's a big problem. It comes on to me. So maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman's, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein points out that Rav Shlomo Zalman's hetter may only work. Okay, in the end, he passes it to Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says it may only work according to only one side of the chatira. Got it? Okay. So a lot more to talk about lifnei iver, but we got 10 minutes. Okay. Yivay Elohu. Next question they ask. Nasim v'nasim mai. Okay, what happens at the end if you did business with them? Right, you bought something from them. You violated the Mishnah. Is the item Asr Rahana? Can you use the item? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nasa Ben Nasa on Asr. Then you can't, obviously only talk about a case where you actually borrow the money or bought something or borrow the item. But Reish Lakish Amar Nasa Ben Nasa Mutter. It's Mutter to get Hanar from it. Esri Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Eskash Reish Lakish, a day in Shal Odi Chavim. There's a price that says, the holidays of the Goyim, Nasa Ben Nasa, you did visit them, Asurin. It's Asr. My lab with Neyadeyan, so doesn't that mashla is with Neyadeyan? Well, if you did visit them beforehand, so your Shlokas answer is low, Eidayan Davka. No, I'll admit to you that if you did, it's only Asr Bahana if the business that you transacted took place on the actual holiday itself. But the 3 days beforehand, then maybe that's a Xera, and therefore if you did transacted business, those items are not Asr Bahana. Eager the army, they said that it was the other way around, that Rav Shimon tried to prove this as a riot against Rav Yochanan. That Rav Shimon ben Lach is ikad amri esbi Rav Shimon ben Lach is Rav Yochanan. It says a day in shul ogin chavim nasa ben asin aser mashma a day in lit a day in low. It's mashma only if you did it on the holiday. It's aser by anah. At 3 days before, it'd be much by anah. The Gemara says no. Tani idi a day in kari late. Once it's had the brisa includes like I said before, like a yom harich. The brisa includes that the 3 days before is also part of the holiday. So a day in means encompasses 3 days before and also. So there's no raya one way or another as to whether or not if you transacted. Everyone agrees if you transacted business on the holiday itself, the items are Asr Bahana. If you transacted business on the 3 days beforehand, there's still a Machlokas, Rav Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. Now we bring a Brisa, the Tanakh of Aseid Reish Lakish, a Brisa that supports Reish Lakish. Okay, because Kisha Amru, when the Chacham is saying on the Mishnah, that phase, Kisha Amru, Asr, Lasesi Mahem. That you're not allowed to transact business with them, Lo asu el b'davar hamiskayim. They only said that you're not allowed to transact business with an item that's going to that's substantial, that's going to last, a permanent item that's going to last. About b'davar she'ena miskayim, it's not going to last until their holiday. Let's say you bought carrots from them, you can eat it beforehand, or they're going to eat it before, so they're not going to be give the shevach to their god. Then lo, that's not usher. And then the price continues. But even with the davar miskayim, nasa minasa mutter. Clear raya to reish lachis. Right? But the Tosas points out that the repas was like Rabbi Yochanan anyway. But the clear raya to reish lachis. So the Gemara now brings another brisa by the concept of davar she'ena miskayim. Tana razvid b'divei Rabbi Obshia. Davar she'ena miskayim. Right? Something that doesn't, it's not going to last until their holiday. Right? We use the idea of a carrot. Right, it's not going to last until their holiday. Mokrin lehem, you could sell it to them because they're not going to see it on their holiday, and they won't come to give hodah to their avodah zarah. Aval ein lokin mehem, but you can't buy it from them because I guess the nafi wants to sell his wares. So once he sells it, doesn't matter you're going to consume it before the holiday, but he sold it in the time around his holiday. He's still going to give shvach to his god. So I mean, once again, what lifnei iver can they possibly be by purchasing? Maybe this is Tosfos' point, and maybe with the money they'll go buy something. Okay. Following case, ahu mina, there was this min, the shadr le dinara kesarna the Rabbi Yehuda Anasi the yom eda. He gave some sort of beautiful coin to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who's not Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, because we can't know it's not Rebbe because Reish Lakish is going to be in the conversation. Well, could be his grandson, but we have Reish Lakish in the conversation. Right, it must be his grandson, right, who's the son of Rabbi Gamliel, who was the son of Rabbi Yehuda Haimasi. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya b'yom eid, and he gave him this coin on the holiday. So Rabbi Yossi Reish Lakish kamei. Reish Lakish was sitting with Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, and Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says to him, Hechi Abi, what am I supposed to do? Ashkelei, should I take the dinner? Azilumodia, who's going to be so happy that he gave me this dinner, he's going to go give thanks to his pagan god, and that'll be a problem, either because of Harbatha or because of, I don't know what the Harbatha is, but maybe with the either, right? Oh no, Harbatha or with the either. But if I don't take it, Havile Eva, there'll be some Eva beer, which was one of Tosus's answers in Dav Beis also, about Eva. So Amalei Reish Lakish, Tol, take it, Uzroko Selabor Rafana, and throw it in the pit in front of him. He says, wait, Amar Kosekin to Havi Le Eva. If I take it and throw it on the ground, it's definitely going to cause Eva. So the Rishon says, no, V'achayadu Kamina. Try to do it in a way that it looks like you just dropped it. Oh, I lost it. Thank you. And it fell. So now he's not going to say thanks to his God or any lifnei iver because you didn't get it. You didn't get the benefit. What would be the lifnei iver here? Tosfos even said that maybe by sale there'd be lifnei iver But feelings is the harbacha. Feelings goes to harbacha. With the Ebers, now we use something to worship the item, to do worship. But he gave you the gift here. Tosis, the whole thing is maybe to say that he'll take the money that you gave him and he'll use that money to buy stuff. But here's a gift. He didn't get anything. Right? Stop. Just say lifnei iver, right? What lifnei iver would be violated over here? But we said that's the definition of harbacha. Lifnei iver, we said now he's going to go take an item and be makriv. I don't know. Okay. The Mishnah said, "L'hashilah v'l'shomehen." You're not allowed to. That was the most omechah chamemchah. Now you're not allowed to borrow from them, or lend to them items. So Bishma l'hashilah. I understand why it's usher to borrow from them because marvach luhu to lend to them because they get their marviach and they get something and they're going to give shvach to their idol. About l'shomehen to borrow from them, ma'ute kama aitlu. You're forcing them to lose money, right? They're losing money. So. Tosfos points out it must be talking about a case where there's no ribbis. Because if there was ribbis, what loss do they have? They're actually gaining money. Okay, so he says, So Amar Abaye, it's gzeira lishol at mehen atu l'ashilam. It's gzeira. You're not allowed to borrow from them, atu the fact that you're not allowed to lend to them. they're not allowed to lend to them. Rabba Amar, no, kulam mishum ba'azul l'modeh. No, it's all, they're going to go be modeh also. Again, this is Harbacha. Azul l'modeh, they're going to be modeh because they're going to be, they need me, borrow from me. But they're going to be modeh, they see that they need me. And then the same Gemara, l'halvosam l'vos mehem, to borrow money or to lend money to them. Bishma l'halvosam, to lend to them, mishum b'kamarachul, because they're giving the money. And the libos mehenamai, why are you not a borrow for them? So Amar by Xera libos mehenachalosam. It's a Xera, one for the other. Rather Amar says the same thing, Kula Mishnah Azul Modehu. The whole Mishnah, when they say you're not a borrow from them, the reason is because the Nakhwe is going to be hope molded to the Abodah Zara, because the Nakhwe is going to be happy that the Yisrael needs him. And also, Lifroan Vilifro Mehen. You can't pay them back or have them pay you back. So Bishma, Lifroan, I understand why I'm not allowed to pay them back, Mishnah Nekamar Barchulahu. Because they get benefit, because they get the money back. El Lifro Mehen, to take the money back from them, Ma'utik Ma'idlu. You're causing them a loss because you're taking the money back. Some are buying up Xera Lifro Mehen, Atul Lifora. No, it's Xera, you're not allowed to collect, Atul, you're not allowed to pay them back. Rabba Amar, Rabba says, no, Kula Mishum the Azul Modinu. Still, they're going to be molded because when you pay off the mortgage, it's a pretty good feeling. You pay off the loan. Utsriki. So why do I need all three cases? Right? The eternal lasse mahin, if only talking about the business transactions, we would say we shouldn't become a barkluhu but azulamode, because he gets, because there's by Basu Matan, there's always the benefit. Whether he bought something or he got the money, he benefited. About Lishol Mehen, but then it may be in that case, but to borrow from them, the Ma'ute Kama Aidluhu, because then you're gonna diminish their possessions, suffer down, and maybe we'll say that's mutter. So therefore you have to say She'ela. The eternal Lishol Mehen, and if you just had the case of borrowing from them, Mishum the Kashiv Le Milsa. Maybe that's usher because, like we said, you're kashav in their eyes, right? But azulumoda about lilbos mehen, but to borrow money from them, that's sara isplay. That's a big sara to them because so Amar tublo harizuzi is never going to pay me back. So maybe that's a sara to him. So therefore, it has to write lilbos. Meitan a lilbos. And if we talk about borrowing money from them, mishum the kamar. Maybe that's usher because the nachmi says ba korcham if arna. I'll force him to pay me back. But hashda mia azulumoda. Therefore he's going to go and be moda about lipara mehen, but to take money back from them, the sulo hardi zuze, that he'll never get the money back, right? Aim at sara isle. Maybe that's a sara to him if he doesn't want to do that. Below azul moda, but then maybe he won't be moda. And we say no, he will be moda because he wants to pay off the loan. Therefore, tzricha, we need all three cases. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day. Have a good Shabbos.